Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really important to talk about. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're diving into the 5 big mistakes creators make with their Grok AI thumbnails that can really tank their click-through rates. I can't wait to hear about these. Right, so let's get started. You know, it's shocking, but the zero click rate has actually risen to 60% overall in 2025, and it hit a massive 77.2% on mobile. That means if your thumbnail doesn't grab someone's attention right away, your video is pretty much dead on arrival. Wow, that's a huge number. So are you saying that these mistakes are costing creators views and engagement? Exactly. Most creators try to fix this issue using AI tools like Grok, but making effective thumbnails is trickier than it seems. Let's break down these common mistakes that are killing your click-through rates. Jordan, sounds good. What's the first mistake on your list? The first one is ignoring aspect ratio settings in Grok AI. A lot of creators just type in a prompt and get a square image. For platforms like Twitter, sure, a square might work, but YouTube needs a 16:9 aspect ratio. If you're not careful, you end up with blurry, irrelevant images. That's so frustrating. I can see how that would lead to lost views. Do you have any tips on how to fix that? Absolutely. Before you even start with Grok, set up your canvas correctly. Be specific in your prompt, like saying, create a 1920 by 1080 pixel image instead of just 16:9 aspect ratio. It makes a big difference. Got it. And what about mobile users? I hear they make up a huge percentage of traffic. Right, mobile users account for 73.4% of traffic, and they prefer thumbnails with over 70% face coverage. This can boost CTR by 2.8 times. So if your Grok image is a square, you're missing out on valuable real estate, especially since they're making split-second decisions. That's crazy. So ensuring that faces are prominent is key. What's the second mistake? The second mistake is bad contrast ratio thumbnails. Grok tends to produce muddy, dark images unless instructed otherwise, which can severely hurt your click optimization. Jordan, interesting. How much does poor contrast affect clicks? Alex, studies show that poor contrast can reduce CTR by a staggering 51%. Ideal designs hit around a 12.4% CTR, while low contrast images are barely at 6.1%. That's like losing half your potential clicks for the same amount of work. Wow, that's significant. What can creators do to improve their contrast? Alex, a pro tip is to always add high contrast, lively colors, 80% saturation to your prompts. And here's a simple test. Check your thumbnails on your phone with the brightness turned down to 50%. If you can't read the text or see the main subject, you need to make some adjustments. That sounds super helpful. So what's the third mistake? The third one is overloading. Grok, AI image prompts. Creators get excited and write massive paragraphs, but Grok has a character limit. If you exceed it, you can run into errors and end up with failed generations. Oh man, that must be frustrating. So you're saying it's better to keep it simple? Alex, exactly. And remember, there's also a new Grok voice agent API, but if you ramble into the mic, you'll hit that character limit fast. Keep your prompts clear and concise. That makes total sense. And what about the fourth mistake? The fourth mistake is letting Grok hallucinate fake elements in your thumbnails. This can really cost creators, and not just financially. If your thumbnail contains elements that don't match your video, you risk losing viewers right off the bat. That's wild. How can someone avoid that? I've found it useful to create a checklist before publishing any thumbnail. Compare it against your actual video footage. Does everything in the thumbnail appear in the video? If not, either remake the thumbnail or adjust your content. It sounds tedious, but it can save you. Definitely worth it. All right, we've covered a lot. What's the fifth mistake? Alex, the final mistake is skipping. A/B testing for your Grok thumbnails. Many creators generate one thumbnail and just hope for the best, but that leaves a lot on the table. That's surprising. So what's the approach you recommend? I suggest creating 3 to 5 variations per video and testing them systematically. I use a rotation strategy where I publish one thumbnail for the first 24 hours, then switch to another and compare the CTR, it's increased my average CTR by around 40%. That's amazing. I can see how important it is to test the thumbnails in different contexts too. Exactly. Since mobile users represent such a large portion of traffic, always check how your thumbnails look on mobile devices versus desktop. A thumbnail that works on a big screen might not perform as well on a smaller one. Wow, I've learned so much today. So to recap, it's critical to pay attention to aspect ratios, contrast, not overload prompts, avoid hallucinations, and A/B test thumbnails. Spot on. Each of these mistakes can drastically impact your CTR. If you take the time to refine your thumbnails, you'll definitely see a positive change. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.